is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Hop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective reading power of 25 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. In bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM. And recognize the pre-net check-ins. We got 14 of them tonight. 15 of them actually, including my sister, who I'm going to check in from Greenville by telephone relay. Hold on. I'd like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred and Traveler's Rest. Hi, Isla and Traveler's Rest. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KW4TS, Jim in Pilser. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. And KF4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. That is 15 of them. Also by telephone relay, I have KJ4UQD. That is Sharon, and she's in Greenville. Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echolink, Oliver Springs, Tennessee, in and out.
I recognize KG4WNP, that is Landon in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. It took me a second to get Echolink up, so if anyone had sent me an Echolink text message, I don't have it yet, because I just got my Echolink up, didn't want to log me in at first this evening. So I've got a couple more Echolink stations out there, well, looks like one of them. If you want to check in to the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, this is Echolink Stations only. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We'll be in and out tonight, Daniel. 7-3.
2MJB. That is Mark in Simpsonville. He brings along with him his wife, Miss Bundy, KN4HTP. Also in Simpsonville. Hope you all are doing well tonight, Mark. And tell Miss Bundy we said hello. I'm set up for Echolinks for now, so we'll go ahead and begin with normal roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, location, and your call name, location, signal your intent, so you remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. Stations with the subject of your call, U3Z, please call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Tino Oscar 4, Whiskey Zed. Chandler and Easley, please mark it down for the RAG 2. I'll be on the side listening.
Net control. Hello, 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, New Unit 1 on net.
Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey Alpha, and I'll be negative, negative, listening in. Everybody stay warm tonight.
K04WWZ, that is Chandler and Easley, and Chandler, I've got you marked out for comments tonight. Thanks for sticking around for the RAG 2. Next up, I got K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and KN4BWA, Steve in Inman. And yep, it's going to be cold tonight, Steve. Staying warm. Hope everybody else out here is as well. Any other stations, you got a form through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM. Now on down to the biggest group of the evening, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM.
Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Bev in Walhalla, negative and negative tonight, 73 in the net.
Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor, of your negative and negative.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For WZM. Check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland and Piggins. Negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
Mad Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey Quebec. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey Quebec. This is Jimmy down at Anderson.
People here. The first station, I'm going to need you to come back again with your call, name, and location. Somehow I missed it. I have N4AH, and I think it's either A or O for the last, and I missed your name and your location.
That control, this is November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. The name is Doug in Walton.
Net would like to recognize N4AHO. That is Doug in Walhalla. W4DJW, Dave in Greer. KK4DMW, that is Rick. He brings along with him his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all home in Piedmont tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. Rick, tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Next up, I have KO4BDM. That is Jim and Taylor's. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, K1CJW, Roland and Pickens, and KO4VWQ, Jimmy and Anderson. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Don't know where you are, just turn the radio on. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
That's KI4DOS. That's Gary. He brings along with him his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. They're at home in Easley tonight. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and you actually checked in your group. I was about to go to E through H. I had made one last call, Alpha through Delta, so you jumped in there, actually with your group. Look at that. Perfect timing there, Gary. Couldn't get better. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to E through H now. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and don't have any traffic, but we'll stick around and aggravate you a little bit later.
KC4EZN. Command. That is Harry up in Candler. Harry, I got you marked down for some aggravation. Thanks for hanging around for a little while. Any other stations, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Oh. Then out of turn, please, sir. Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India, KG4PFI. Name's Don. Check my wife in, Linda, KG4QLQ. And we're in Piedmont, and we'll just be in and out. Sorry I'm a little late here. Just turn the radio on.
I might be out of place. AA4QS, Don, and M4DME, Paul. Wind cold, we ain't there to hell up on that.
KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Linda. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Also, got AA4QS, Donald, and N4DME, Paul. They're in Tacoma. We'll go ahead and move up to I through L next. India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Hello, 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm Johnny. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan over in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening.
KK4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. If you will check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, checking in by Echo Link. Good evening to yourself. Good evening to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no queue.
4 WCM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. 7-3.
K4JFO, that is James in Tuxedo. KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. KA5PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. KK4JBQ, that is Larry, he brings all with him. Miss Donna, KC4MFK, they're at home in Greer tonight. Thank y'all for checking in with me. Any other stations? I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
Recheck, net control. Net control, just say when you recognize me, whenever you recognize me, you said the previous my call sign, you said KA5, and my call sign is Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha.
Steven, I didn't realize I said it wrong. I do have it wrote down correctly as Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. P, Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt in Western Greenville County, B negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
Good.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7-3 Daniel, and all the net, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Floyd in Simsville, KO4PXV.
Nice. WG4MC. That is Matt in Western Greenville County. K4OIM. That is Walt and Emin. Walt is negative and negative for tonight, but it sounds like once he's starting to feel better, he's going to stick around for some rag chew. Looking forward to that, Walt. It's been a long time, and I know if you could, you'd stick around for rag chew. But I'm glad to hear that you're starting to do better. You're sounding a lot better. Can't wait to have you back sometime for rag chew. Looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll get a chance to go meet you in person sometime, too. Work's been really crazy busy, and I'm working almost all this weekend as well. Let's see. Next up, I have KO4NNH. That is Fred. He is mobile in Piedmont tonight, going to work. Don't work too hard tonight, Fred. Next, I've got KO4HKX. That is Patrick in Penrose. He checked in by Echolink text message. And then I have KO4PXB. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Yes, Mike through Papa M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Control, did you get Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville?
KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I've got you checked in, Lloyd. You're check-in number 49 tonight.
Sir, I'll be negative and negative.
Any other stations? Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Through Tango next, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
K4WZM. Can KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, negative.
KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through alphabet now. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Oh, everyone on the net, this is November 4 Hotel, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC1, Taylor's, negative and negative.
And 4HHC, that is Warren and Taylor's. Are there any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? Last call before I go over to Rack 2. Please call KJ4WZM. That's it for now. So let's see. Looks like first up tonight I've got KO4WWZ, Chandler. How are you doing tonight, Chandler? What's new?
I'm doing quite all right. Had kind of a scary night on Wednesday. I'm sure it was scary for a lot of people. But, got the news from my stepfather that he's going to allow me to put up my omnidirectional down in the X50A. And, I have a question regarding putting that thing up. If, anybody on the net can, help me out, I appreciate it. Permission to ask. Everyone on the net.
For it. It looks like I have Harry on for Rag Chew as well for tonight. So he's probably sticking around. I've heard him answer lots and lots and lots of antenna questions over time. So you might give him a shout too.
Thank you. This question is for Harry and anyone on the net that might can help me out. I need to know if anyone has any, give me just a second, wait for my phone to stop updating, but I need some 50 OHM coax for VHF or diesel mono-banded Motorola Radius radios. The GM300 is VHF. And the regular radius is UHF. and I need to have at least one or two tow axes 100 feet in length, because I'm going to be putting this thing up at least 25 feet up in the air, right next to my window, to my bedroom. And I also need to know if anyone has a coax switch so that I can turn one radio off and switch to the other when I need to.
What you have going on here, so do you already, have a antenna, correct?
I got the Diamond X58. It's in the bedroom. It's ready to be connected to some PVC pipe and stuck 25 feet in the air. Let me see if my phone's up yet. Yeah, it's up. Give me just a second. I'll tell you exactly what the coax type I need is.
Is it going to be 100 feet from your window?
The antenna, I think, is going to be standing right up directly next to my window, but my mom and stepdad want me to run the coax underneath the house because I have a hole in the floor that I used to run cable television through, and that would work better than sticking the coax through the window.
100 feet, the longer it is, the more line loss you have.
I don't need exactly 100 feet, but I don't know, because the antenna, like I said, is going to be 25 feet in the air, and I'm going to have enough of it to run under the house into the radios. But I found out, I got it right here, I need 50 OHM RG8X coax with two L259 connectors.
You can get that stuff from the Wireman. They are located actually very, very close to me. I don't know exactly what to call it. It's not really Traveler's Rest. It's not really Gowansville. It's not really Landrum. It's up there on 11. I don't know how to say it. Say exactly where it is. Near Tigerville. But if you give me a moment, I can probably pull up the address for you. Do you know where Highway 11 and Highway 25 meet?
With Highway 11, the only the Pickens County is side of it.
Probably about 35 minutes from you if you're familiar with the Pickens County part of 11.
Go ahead.
It's going to take me a second. I'm going to, I'm looking on satellite. I know where the place is at. It's going to take me a moment to drop a pin and get you that address.
I was actually going to try and see if anyone in the group here tonight has any spare collection cable that they're either willing to just give away or they'll be willing to let me buy for a decent price as well.
For Easy In, is that radio HF or VHF?
PO is monoband VHF, and the other is monoband UHF.
See, I would recommend that you look at the line loss at those frequencies in RG8X. RG8X works pretty good at HF, but the line losses go up, and if you're getting 100 feet, you might look at something different, like RG213 or LMR400. I think they have a lower loss per 100 foot than RG8X. Anyway, I think Daniel's trying to find out where the wireman lives, so that's the closest place to buy it. But yeah, take a look at the specs on those coaxes and think about it a little bit. Yeah, I run RG8X on 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and things work fine, but I only ran about 50 feet of it. Anyway, we'll turn it back to Daniel and see what happens, Casey, before he's in.
WWZ for I do. I may need only 50 feet. If that's the case, that probably has a better outcome, right?
Yeah, the, you don't have half the line loss, so again, you're looking at a compromise. When I put my final antenna up, I ran RG213 because this loss at those frequencies is quite a bit less than RG8X, but I also use RG8X on HF because as long as you're below 30 megahertz, the losses are not too bad. When you get up to 144 megahertz, then the losses go up. But the RG8X is going to be easier to run because it's not that large. So it's all a compromise, and you kind of have to figure out what works best. Casey, for EZN.
Yeah, my friend in the racist group that I'm in, Dougie RFM, I called him earlier today to let him know that the antennas will get to go up. And he recommended using copper coax, and he said that can be really costly.
Sounds like what we call hardline, and he is correct. That is costly, and I don't use it. Primarily because it is costly, and then the fittings for it can be expensive also. But probably, if you're not having to run a whole 100 feet, and again, there's nothing magic about 100 feet. It's just that at that length, you begin to look at your line losses and see what you can handle. I think it sounds like those radios are probably capable of putting out 50 watts, so you can probably stand the line loss. If you're hooking up a handheld to it, then I think you want to look a little bit harder. But anyway, I'll turn this back to Daniel, and like I say, check out your specs and measure how much you really, really need, and then you can kind of make your choice, and then, you know, see what's available, see what you can afford. All that has to be figured in. Anyway, we'll bounce it back your direction, Casey, for easy here.
Have anything to add?
KO4JQY. Don't forget about your grounding. Those things are lightning magnets.
Okay.
Affirmative. Make sure you have a good grounding on that antenna. So you don't destroy your radios.
Thank you much. 20VN, this is KO4WWZ. I didn't see you check in. If you're in here, I could really use your help right about now.
Daniel, I have a two-position antenna switch. One of the MSJs. It's switch it to the middle and it rounds the antenna. I would be glad to do it to it to hit the map.
Would you like me to pick that up from you sometime and take it to him? I head out to Pickens all the time for work. I'm constantly in Pickens.
Well, but the test was around. I don't live about 3 miles from Ted, but I have a couple of them switches, and I have an electric landline I do to it.
I use all of that stuff, definitely.
I'm kind of understanding, and I'm not saying this to be sensitive, but could you relay what he just said, please, sir?
Some sort of bracket or mount or something for the for your coax connections, and it's got a switch where you can switch it for when you're not using it. It goes straight to going to ground, so you can instantly ground your antenna. So you can take it from the antenna going to your radio to going to ground by flipping a switch. And he's also got an 8-foot-long grounding rod, which you'd need to put that at least 6 feet down into the ground for it to be an effective ground. But he's got an 8-foot-long grounding rod. Both those things, that switch thing and the ground rod, he would be happy to give to you.
Well, I'll be very happy to take that. And, Walt, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Z. My name is Chandler. I've given you a few shout-outs a couple times here lately, but I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate that, and I thank you very much.
Also have some news. TL-259 permitted and reported that the 62 poet that I was to have. I don't mind hitting a new hand of mail. I know how to do this.
Daniel, he said, I think he just said he has some TL-259 connectors and 60-foot coax. Am I right?
Mentioned that Chad lives about 3 miles from him. They are very, very close together. And Chad constantly goes from over there to over to you, too. So either you or me, do you have a way to contact Chad? Because I was getting ready to type up a text message to send to him. But either you or me could get in contact with Chad and let him know that.
I have his number, but go ahead and send him a text so that way he knows that this went through the net control on the net tonight and that we discussed this via Radchu, if that's all right, and go ahead and tell him what Walt has for me. We'll text him, but he didn't check in tonight, so I'm kind of concerned about him. I hope he's okay.
I'll check on him. Or you could, one or the other. I do find it interesting he didn't check in tonight as well. I'll definitely get in touch with him and make sure that he's okay. Trying to think here. Yeah, I'll do that. And it sounds like at this moment you won't need the wireman's address or anything. But if you wanted to have access to the website and you wanted me to send you a location to where the shop is, if you want to, you can text my phone number and tell you.
I doubled up with the station. Go ahead. I'm going to give you my phone number, and you can shoot me a text that way. I don't have to sit here and try and scramble with, excuse me, write your phone number down, and then I will text you back via my phone number, and we can have contact that way, if that's all right.
I'll go ahead and send that stuff over to you. I'm ready.
Telephone number is 864-616-1310. Did you copy?
They just got my name and call sign.
Awesome, I just got it just now. Alright, thank you, Daniel. Is there anybody else who has anything to add, maybe some advice for me? Heard Daniel, I think I got this all set up now, and with that being said, I'll give it back to Nick. KO4 WWZ, I'll be on the side.
Good night, Chandler, and good luck with that antenna. That Diamond makes really, really good antennas. You'll definitely be impressed with it, and hopefully you can get in touch with Chad soon to pick up stuff from Walt. That sounds like a really great setup there. Good talking with you, Chandler, and we'll holler at you later on down the log. KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM. We need to have a difficult to pronounce call sign club, I think. My car is a tongue twister, and so is yours. I think if I ever get my extra class, I might shorten my call sign to something easier. We'll talk to you later, Chandler. Thanks for hanging around for RAG 2 tonight, and good luck with your antenna project. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee. Another one of those tongue twisters. Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic.
Net control, this is KS4WZ. I'm sorry, Daniel, if you could talk with Walt, I would actually like to meet him in person sometime myself. Could you see if he is okay with me having his contact information?
Number 2, I can go ahead and send that to you. I'll go ahead and ask him, Walt, would it be okay for me to send Chandler your number?
Oh, yeah. I think there is a time his visit, Daniel. I don't mind this isn't my number.
Go ahead and send that over to him. And also, Net would like to recognize KO4JQY. Joe and Taylor's. Looks like he wants a membership on the tongue twister call sign list as well. And KN4RJN, John on Brown Summit. Thank y'all for checking in with me tonight. A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha November. K4BAN, Alex in Clemson, negative, negative.
4BAN, that is Alex in Clemson. Thank you for checking with me tonight, Alex. You are checking in number 54. Looks like I have one more person on the stump for RAG 2 tonight, and that is KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. How are you doing tonight, Harry?
J4WZM, try sending that Morse code, Daniel. And if you ever get in the code and start looking for a vanity call, you're gonna be pay a whole lot of attention to that. Anyway, KC4EZN here. We're doing pretty good up here. It's been real interesting to listen back and forth between you and Chandler and Walt coming in there. I think Walt, the next time he goes in for some speech therapy, he needs to tell that therapist that they need to use getting your amateur radio license as part of their therapy technique, because he seems to be doing pretty darn good. Once he got past some of those tongue twister call signs, He's doing real good. Anyway, I know he's listening. He's real proud to hear it. It was good to hear Chandler get connected up on that stuff. Putting all that stuff together, especially when you're brand new, there's 10,000 pieces of information out there, and it can be confusing. I know we've got several new hams up here in the Asheville area, and they're asking the same kind of questions that Chandler's asking. They've got all this equipment, all these brand names and things like that. Trying to figure out what's best, and trying not to overcomplicate. So that works pretty good. Anyway, we're doing fine. Did not get any of the storm. Watching our weatherman up here and kind of worried about you folks down there, but it sounded like some of you had it rough and most of you managed to make it okay, so that was good. But that's about it for up here. One thing, especially if W4DJW is still listening, we've been teaching license classes on Zoom up here, and the class last night was on operating procedures and things like that, and we tuned into your net last night. one of the guys turned it on, and he and I checked in, and we're doing this on Zoom, and let the people on Zoom listen to how a net ran, and then we took just there in the Zoom class, did a net so everybody could have a little bit of a practice. Radio just beeped at me, so anyway, just wanted to let you know that we used your net down there last night as an example to our students, and they're in Kansas and Pennsylvania and South Carolina, and we've actually got one or two that are from up here, but we thought your net was a good net for an example on how to participate in one. With that, Daniel, we'll bounce it back to you. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
That's really, really neat. I didn't even realize that you were teaching class and things like that. That's cool. About the storms, we had a whole bunch of wind come through here, but I didn't have any tornadoes at my house. Most of the weather stayed over in Pickens County as far as the bad storms went. We had a lot of rain Wednesday morning, but other than that, it wasn't too bad. Wednesday, Chandler mentioned, or somebody did, I can't remember who it was, one of you two mentioned something about Wednesday being an exciting day. I think it was Chandler. As far as the weather goes, I didn't have the weather, but when the tornado warnings were going on for Pickens County, I had another problem on my hands. My vehicle that I spent so much time working on decided it wanted to spontaneously combust in my driveway while I was busy sitting down to eat dinner. So I ran outside and managed to put it out. It caused, the fire in there caused quite a bit of damage, a whole lot of it. But it was just to the interior of the vehicle, not the engine compartment or anything like that. And the dash was fine, the steering wheel was fine, but I sustained a lot of substantial damage through the passenger compartment. I'm going to have to completely gut it and redo that stuff. So that was my excitement for Wednesday. That wasn't fun at all. And I was able to put that out with a hose. But that's going to be my next project, redoing the interior of that vehicle. I don't even know where to start. No more seat belts. The seats got burned up. The headliner and all kinds of stuff like that. Would like to go ahead and mention what caused it, and that is I had a aftermarket amplifier in the vehicle that I had put in there 5 years ago. Now I was running a 2-gauge power wire. The insulation had rubbed off against the seatbelt bracket in the vehicle on the passenger side, which is grounded. So it has spent 5 years bouncing up and down and going on down the road and stuff like that, and it slowly rubbed the insulation off the wire and shorted everything out. So to anybody who is out there, always make sure that your power wires going through your equipment, one, has a fuse, and, well, number one, it has a fuse to it because I didn't have a fuse on mine, and two, make sure that your wires are not going to be rubbing on anything that is grounded.
Comment. KJ4WZM, KO4WZZ. You was mentioning telling everybody that Wednesday was an exciting night. I thought I'd tell my story of what happened, if that's alright. If you have time.
I'll check with Harry. Harry, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll sign off here and stick around and listen to Chandler's story. I think that'll be interesting. I think I'll avoid both of your excitements, if that's okay, and maybe you'll pass on the aggravation, too. So y'all take it back, KC4EZM.
You can aggravate me anytime, Harry. It doesn't bother me at all. I was kind of waiting to see what you had to aggravate me about anyways. If it's okay, I'll come back to you after Chandler's story.
I got a little bit of aggravation for you. Starts with N.
Check in.
November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife via telephone relay from Amsterdam. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Daniel. I'll be short time tonight.
Chad, stay on just a second. We need to tell you something.
I'll stay on frequency.
Daniel, go ahead and finish your rad tune with Harry, and I'll get back to you so we can talk to Chad.
KO4NUE, that is Chad, and KO4RYP, that is Anna, Chad's wife. Chad's in Campobello, and his Anna, and his wife Anna is in Amsterdam. Sounds like fun. She's having a good time running around all over the place. Kind of jealous. I'm glad to have you all check in with me tonight, and hope you and Miss Anna are doing well. Ian, Harry, Chandler sent me back over to you.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZ, and I was going to aggravate you a little bit there, Daniel. You came on the net, and you sounded all chipper and everything, and I was going to ask if you'd had your afternoon nap, because I did take one this afternoon, too.
Okay. No, I didn't get my afternoon nap this time. I just had got in from work, but it wasn't too bad of a day. I guess I'll tell you what I did for work today. The Monster Jam event is having a thing at the, what I've always known it as, is the Bilo Center in downtown Greenville. And the company that I work for, we brought all the dirt in there for that event, for all the monster trucks to drive over. So that was pretty neat. I have some videos of bringing the dirt in there and all the neat monster trucks and stuff like that. So it's pretty neat bringing all that stuff in, and then I get to take it all back out again on Sunday. So I don't mind that too much. It's kind of interesting. It was a completely different kind of day than normal, so it wasn't stressful for me at all. But I liked it. It was pretty neat. So that's why I'm chipper. I didn't get tired today.
You know, maybe take a look at some of those monster vehicles. I kind of hesitate to call them trucks. And maybe you'll find some ideas for a new interior for your vehicle.
Those are set up like race cars on the inside pretty much. It's basically a fiberglass body and racing harnesses and a roll cage and stuff like that. I could do that for mine, but I don't plan to go, well, no one plans to crash their vehicle, but I don't plan to go crashing mine. Theirs are designed for that type of stuff, so that when it rolls over on its roof, the driver isn't injured at all.
Some of the commercials, and the one that absolutely fascinates me the most is the one where the guy drives out and does a complete flip. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out, okay, now how do you... have you got it all set up so that you can get that thing moving, and then I don't know if you power the front wheels and leave the back wheels turning free to make that thing flip over, or do it opposite, but I think it'd be real interesting to see how they make some of those designs to do some of those things. I understand, you know, the roll cages and how they do all that stuff, some of the other cart wheels and things like that, they do, that's kind of fascinating. KJ4WZN, KC4EZN.
Pretty neat. I actually got invited by one of those work crews that they had, that if I wanted to join their team, I could. But they wanted me to move to Virginia if I did. I really don't want to go move to Virginia. But they asked me if I wanted to be their truck driver and be part of their basically pit crew equivalent and that type stuff, because I went over there and asked them about their driving stuff. I was just curious if they were company drivers or if they were owner-operators. And they're like, do you drive 18-wheelers? Because I was driving a dump truck. I said, yep, I do. They're like, what, driving position? Do you know how to work on vehicles? Are you good with your hands? Stuff like that. I was like, yep. A lot of vehicle work. I do drive 18-wheelers, and I have 3 years of welding experience and stuff like that, too. They're like, oh, well, we need you. Do you want to come work for us? Want to move to Virginia? I was like, no, I don't want to move to Virginia. So, but I did get invited to.
Well, that's kind of interesting. At least ways there's an opportunity, but I think I agree with you that where you live, I'll just stop right there. You're living in a good place. I'll say it that way, Daniel. I'm going to turn it back to you and let you get on with Chandler, and we'll aggravate you some more the next time you're around. I have a lot of fun with you, and you've got a good sense of humor and a good way, and the aggravation's really not intended to aggravate you, but... we get into some fun discussions sometimes, and I personally enjoy that. We've got a little saying in the group up here that meets that if we're aggravating you, we like you, and if we're leaving you alone, then maybe not so. So don't get your feelings hurt if you get aggravated. So I'll leave you with that, Daniel, and have a good weekend. And I guess it'll be fun digging all that dirt out of there Sunday, and I think you're going to have some good weather. It won't rain on you. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel. Enjoy this and have fun with it. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Thanks for hanging around for comments. It's always fun. I always have a blast. And I guess I feel flattered. I'll just make sure my head doesn't swell up and get too big or it might explode. So next time you get on here and turn your radio on and it's 9:04 and Dave is running through the preamble and I'm nowhere to be found and I pop on 5 minutes later, you know, to aggravate me about how was my nap. Because that's what has happened probably about a dozen times already while I've been calling the net. I've fallen asleep and woke up to a phone call from Dave. Hey, you called the net tonight? Whoops. I was sound asleep, didn't even know it happened. So, all right, Harry. Well, we'll holler at you later on down the log. Thanks for hanging around to aggravate me. I do appreciate it. I'll definitely make sure you inadvertently have your chance to get your digs in later next time I fall asleep instead of calling the net. Talk to you later, Harry. Have a good one. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM.
WZM, KJ4NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zed. Daniel, can you catch Chad up on what we discussed earlier?
KO4NUE, KJ4WZM.
Still here, KO4NUE.
KF4UE, KJ4WZM. Chandler was on here earlier talking about an antenna that he was getting ready to put up on a pole about 25 feet above ground level and asked for advice on running coax, if anybody had any coax and connectors and stuff like that. Walt came on and mentioned that he had 50 foot of coax, the coax that Chandler was looking for, with connectors. And also, I'm not exactly sure what this is, but it's some sort of bracket or plate or something that has it has connectors on it and a switch where when you're not using your radio, you can flip the switch and instantaneously ground out the coax. So a grounding switch, I guess. So that your radio is in danger of being hit by lightning. He also offered an 8-foot grounding rod. So coax with connectors, a bracket plate thingy with the connectors in it, with a ground switch, and an 8-foot ground rod. and he offered to get that to Chandler and said that you live about 3 or so miles from him, and since you go to Pickens pretty frequently, that it would be pretty easy for you to run that to Chandler.
Comment real quick.